All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Games Corner. We are back with Eve Nicole. Okay, so you may notice a few things. The first thing you may notice is, well, I'm not at the house. That's because I had to reinstall Windows again, and I've been working my way back up to where I was. This is the last time I'm doing that. So if Windows screws up again, we're going to stop covering Eve Nicole. But that doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Things have been good. It's only when I had that High on Life installation that things really started fucking up. So I'll just leave that kind of shit alone. And that shit did break my friend's Xbox. So just don't fucking play it. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Oh, Aster, you seem like you're fucking dead, bro. So let's go ahead and heal first. There we go. Shit. He's like, yeah, let's go on the journey with one HP. Oh, look at all that fucking money. But I don't think there's anything I can buy. I don't think there's anything I need. No. No. Everything is kind of weak. I don't need any of this shit. Nobody needs to level up. I think we're good. So we're going to the mountains. Oh, by the way, I've really gotten used to this fucking mouse-based movement. I was playing Legend of Heroes, which is going to be on my gaming channel for YouTube called Grimm's Gaming Dungeon and Comics. And I've been playing it with my mouse, and I'm like, holy shit, can I seriously play this like Eve Nicole? Not only can I do that, but it also leaves little icons here, like on trails where I can just go into my menus and shit. I'm like, dude, playing a game with one hand, and I don't mean in the erotic sense, is actually fucking great. Not that I miss a controller, not that I don't mind a controller, because I love controllers for action games, but if you can play an RPG like this with just your fucking mouse, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier to control everything with just one item. Or one deal, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. One peripheral. Let's use that term. Alright, strong attack on this motherfucker. Somebody was like, hey Grim, where's the hentai? Well, this may upset you, but Eve Nicole is a computer game. It's not just a hentai fap game, so you gotta fight and, you know, you fight monsters, you go through dungeons, you play an RPG. Which I'm playing a lot more, by the way. I'm gonna have playthroughs up of Cosmic Star Heroine. I know it's an older game, but I never finished it, and I'm really getting into it. So I'll have that up for you guys, and I'll have Trails. Now, my Trails has the Japanese voice acting in it. So, I don't know if anybody else on YouTube has it, and I don't really care, because I'm doing a bit of everything. But you're just gonna find a bunch of game playthroughs, and I'm not talking, they're just straight let's plays. So if you wanna just, oh, excuse me guys, I don't know if I can go back a little on that. Yeah, I can. Aster says, whoa, this path is a mess. They could bother to maintain it a little better. No, he didn't say that either. The party set foot in the rugged mountains making up the border between the Republic of Lancelot and the Kingdom of El Quixote. Remember, we're headed to El Quixote now. And, of course, Aster says, whoa, this path is a mess. They could bother to maintain it a little better. Then Riche says, it's on border with El Quixote, so they have to constantly argue about who's putting how much money into it, apparently. All things considered, it's much faster and safer to take a ship than to climb these steep, dangerous mountains. Even long ago, during King Arthur's Exodus, they constructed a bunch of boats so they could cross by sea. Huh? Really? Unlike Lancelot, they have plenty of lumber to use in El Quixote. The plan was put forth so that women, children, and old people who couldn't climb the mountains were able to keep going according to the story. I wonder what kind of guy Arthur was. Now, the person we're looking for should be near the peak. Let's get climbing. Got it. Okay, let me add that during this playthrough, I also experienced two minor things that weren't in the previous. Nothing major, guys. Basically, Laurent over there at the church, she wanted me to kill five Yankees, and they were going to give me a a special gift that's only been bestowed, like, every so hundred years. And of course, I killed the five Yankees and I can't find Lawrence, so I'm assuming I'll meet her in the next town and she'll give me that gift. Other than that, there was this little, it was a heart scene, it wasn't a love scene, you didn't miss any hentai. But basically, it was a scene with Rishe where she was basically redoing, like, the, you know, the dinner table scene. But she was just stuffing him full of bread and meat. It was kind of funny, but it wasn't that great. Another thing I found was a hidden area boss, you know, one of those big super bosses. It's a drawing. It's like a sketch, but it's like super sketch. And it's really elusive and hard to find. Well, it wasn't that hard to find. You just have to go wandering on the map. And that thing was probably going to kick my ass, so I stayed away from it. But we will probably try to fight it later. Oh, one other thing I did on this playthrough. This is cool. You guys can try it if you think you can do it. But, remember when the Zero Knights join up with you? You know, when there's the raid on Fort Bororoan? Basically, if you have those Zero Knights in your party, you can actually defeat that one fanged monster, that super boss. And yes, I did it. I was actually able to do it without codes, and I beat that fucking thing into the ground. It doesn't really give you anything great, and it didn't really level my party up. It wasn't like a super level, super experience kind of deal, but it was kind of fun to fight it and just completely annihilate it with the Zero Knights. So, that's something you can actually do in the game if you want to. It's going to be a long battle, but you can do it. And by the way, towards the end of the battle, it will try to heal itself. So keep that in mind. It'll heal itself for about 500 HP as you start whittling it down to the end. But it's a fun fight, and it shows that Evenickel is more than just, you know, a fap fest. I mean, it's largely been less than that for me. It's been more of a game. I've really, really enjoyed this from an RPG side of things. And remember, I got into RPG games back with the Super Nintendo. I wasn't big into the Phantasy Star series. I played them. They weren't my thing. There were some NES games that I thought were decent, but it wasn't until like the Final Fantasies on Super Nintendo that I really got into them. So I've been playing RPGs for a long time. I really love the PlayStation era. PlayStation era is my favorite. And not necessarily the 3D games. I loved Breath of Fire 3, Breath of Fire 4, Xenogears, you know, those kinds of games. Just great, great, great games. So, Thousand Arms. Thousand Arms is great. Don't touch it, but port it. People need to play it. Chrono Cross, you know, I did love Chrono Trigger. I played it all the way through. That game was wonderful. I love so many of those Super Nintendo RPGs. Terranigma, great, great game. So, yeah. I've always played these, and this isn't just some, oh, he found an RPG that has some fap. No, I love RPGs. So, this is just a really, like, best of both worlds to me. Because you get your adult kind of content, but you get a good RPG and a fun RPG. You know, and yeah, I did beat one of the Dragon Warrior games. Dragon Quest VIII. I loved it. Had it on PS2 and loved it. How could anyone live up here, though? Astro pondered to himself as he stepped onto the rocky trail. Okay, now we can fight monsters here. Sorry guys if this is more of a gameplay video. I know I promised you guys an adult video, but the issue with that is my love gauge isn't high enough. I don't know what happened, but my love gauge was pretty high last time. And it must be because I found a few love things that I didn't find in this playthrough? I don't know. I remember looking through everything. I actually did pretty good on this playthrough. I beat Gura Gura the first time. Remember, Gura Gura was a bitch and it was hard to fight her that first time? I actually beat her on the second playthrough. When Aster touched the statue, it relayed tourist information to him. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lancelot Tourism Association brings you this hella cool guidance. West, the Republic of Lancelot, while east, the Kingdom of El Quixote. North, just mountains. Nothing but weirdos living up there. The statue offered its unsolicited guidance and fell silent. Okay.
Huh.
Remember, she can auto-kill. And she always hits Aster. Alright. Shit. We need that BP. Damn it, what the fuck? What's down here? Hold on. Do you really need that, Lamius? Yeah, I guess. Is that really worth all that, though, guys? See, we were at 9 and now we're down to like 700 and something. Oh, also, ripped Shaccheroni pizza. Remember when I got that Shaccheroni and it was like the most badass pizza? Well, Papa John's, they stopped making them. It was only a special thing. And it was supposed to support, like, Papa John's charity. So, that pizza was awesome. Like, it's really one of the best pizzas I've ever had. And they killed it. I mean, I still ordered, like, a Alfredo. Like, I use Alfredo sauce instead of the red sauce. Because it's not really good if you have reflux. So, I got that. And that was a lot easier on my stomach. So, yeah. I kind of recommend people that like pizza but don't want to deal with the heartburn, go ahead and grab some Alfredo sauce on your pizza. You can do that on some pizza chains. Like, they won't probably do it at, like, Domino's, but other ones, they'll do it. So, definitely check that out. It's an option. Oh, these motherfuckers are gonna really fuck me up. I was even trying to go that way. Hold on. Hop, hop. What's that? Some round gelatin-like creatures are jumping around over here. Huh, they do look wobbly and delicious. Wait, those are Purios. They're monsters. Purios? These monsters have a generation. They're a pain. I didn't think they showed up around here, though. Let's take them out one by one. Got it. The Purios hop towards the party and attack. Oh, we can't get out of this, guys. Okay, now these are the ones that aren't the... Remember... The one I was talking about with the one fang, it can regenerate, and it regenerates about 500 each time. So you want to hit these motherfuckers hard. Right now, I'm out of BP. So I'm going to defense. See? Oh, they can hit 500 as well. Oh, that's not good at all. See, she can't do anything either. But I am going to do a boost slash. Because all we got to do... Alright, remember, it's strong. They're going to keep healing themselves like nuts. Okay. Alright, that's alright. You just, alright, I know how we gotta fight this battle. We gotta fucking hammer them. Yeah! Alright, I mean, it can heal, but it's dead. That wasn't too hard. We got a chain jacket. But I don't already have one? Annoying monsters, but we got through that okay. A piece of Purio. Think it'd be good with whipped cream on it? Don't. It's filthy. Catherine lives right over there. Let's go pay her a visit. Okay. I also like the way they talk about monsters. After they kill them, they're like, you know, let's try cooking this motherfucker. I mean, they do that in, like, traditional Dungeons & Dragons games. If you've ever played Dungeons & Dragons with people... you get the chance to do something with the remains. Like, you can cook and eat them and make them into a stew or something like that. And they never do that in the other games, like, that I know of. I know that a lot of the games that I remember playing, like, the monsters just fainted. Or maybe that was just some Japanese, some American censorship to Japan. where they're like, oh, we don't want to say that they killed them. But yeah, they're totally dead and the fucking party's eating them. It is what it is. You kill an animal in the woods or the forest, you fucking eat it, right? PETA does not approve of this video, I'm sure. The party resumed descending the mountain trail. I mean, we can. Damn. Without BP, I'm really fucked. I'm needing that damn British Petroleum right now, let me tell you. Ain't got no gas. I mean, hey, it's not wrong. You need gas for your moves in this game. Damn, Ramius, you are fucking taking a beating there. Alright. Okay, so that was just a shortcut. I like this area, though. There's a lot you can do in it. I'm not gonna do full power slash. That's another one I got. It's not a new move. It's just I replaced another move that was shitty with that. And it was definitely worth it. I beat a lot of battles quicker than I would have without it. I'm talking bosses. You know how some of these bosses are. I didn't even use the cheats for the whole second chapter, because I didn't really fucking need to. Oh, I think I might have used them on the Radish, but what was crazy is, even though my party, I'm not sure if they killed Aster, but Ramius was doing so well. She was still at 300 HP. Like, they kept trying to kill her with that attack they do where they attack everybody in the party. Dude, she still managed to win the battle, even though Aster had, you know, died. We're here. There should be a hut over this way. Phew, that was tough. But is there really a hut on top of this mountain? Oh. Aster finally saw what looked like someone's helm. This is a Zero Knight's house? Man, why would the highest rank of knight live in such a dinky hut? You look confused about something. Oh, well, I can't believe someone could live a regular life up here. Hmm? He! Ho! While Aster was dumbfounded by the location of the hut, a Hanny carrying a big package passed by. Hanny ho! Amazon delivery! Hold on a minute, guys. I think I fucked up something. I probably forgot to do it. Oh, no. There we go. No, that's not it, is it? It's like, okay, Grim, you just removed the yellow. I like that yellow around it, though. I know you guys may not, but I do. So I'm gonna keep that up. That doesn't hurt anything. Did I fuck this up again? No, it's there. Oh, okay, yeah. There we go. The delivery Hanny yelled this outside the front door, then tossed the package on her doorstep. Thanks for using Amazon. Looks like you can. Amazon does deliver everything from cradles to graves everywhere in the world as long as you can pay. Anyway, let's try and say hi. Aster pushed the old-fashioned doorbell at the entrance. Huh? Is she not home? The magic AC's condenser is running, so I'm sure she's there. That doesn't mean shit! I know people left their air conditioning on and be gone for days. I mean, you shouldn't do that, but people do. Okay. Somebody's gonna come out with a baseball bat. God, stop! The form's in the mailbox, so just leave the package in front of the door. Huh? Girl's voice? Astrid heard the owner of the hut was a zero knight, and in his short-sightedness, he was not expecting a woman. Hmm? You not the delivery guy? Are you with Magic Broadcasting Company? I haven't got a Magivision. I can see an antenna on your roof. That's, for decoration. Or it's for receiving radio waves from space. Well, I'm not with NBC and I'm not an alien. Then what? A newspaper guy? A missionary? A salesman? If you're a swindler, I've got enough, thanks. I don't think a house that needs more swindling exists. Been a while, Kath. It's me, Risha. Risha, is that titty monster there too? Oh man, that name brings back memories. Who are you calling a titty monster? If you must call me names, use either titty or monster. Don't combine the two. Yeah, Ramius! Get out of here, meathead! Just so you know, if you break down this door, I'll call the knights! I'm one of the knights, though. Shut up, then I'll call Lancelot's or El Quixote's knights. Hey, is this the Zero Knight? Yes, one of Eden's three Zero Knights, Catherine Lapicelle. Hey, Cass, could you just hear us out, please? We want your help. Rejected! Whoa, that was a quick no. Are you two not on good terms with this Catherine girl? No, I wouldn't say we were close friends, but we were friendly enough and pretty close in age. Kath has always been antisocial with the thing. That's why we spent time with her. She'd shut herself away otherwise, so we broke down her door and forced her to go places with us. I can see why she'd be mad about that. What? I hear a man. You get a sex change, Ramius? No, I became a woman, actually. What? Like, you must have had a period by now, so that can't be what you mean. No, I had sex for the first time and became a full adult. I'm not longer a girl, but a woman. Oh, I think that T shouldn't be there. It should be, I'm no longer a girl, but a woman. The sex? You dare bring this filthy talk to my front door, you bitch? So we got married. After they heard a gasp, there was immediately some noisy footsteps approaching them from inside. Slam! What? You got married? But you're weirder than I am! Yep, this is my husband, Aster. Nice to meet you. By the way, he's my husband, too. What? Hey, give me a good look at your face. Whoa. Captain grabbed Aster's head, drew him in close, and stared. Whoa, she sure is close. This girl's really cute too, though. Wait, this is a real man. It's not a realistic magic item or an illusion or anything. How dare you have a real man? What all of the fem cells want. Does that mean Catherine's a fem cell? Shove. Ah! When Catherine confirmed Aster was in fact a real male human, she suddenly blushed and thrust him away. Hey, are you really a normal guy? You don't like cross-dress or anything? The heck? He's plenty normal, but that's how I like him. Look at her fucking flex. Yep, simple is best. Am I that normal? I think most women do want a normal man. They try to say, oh, I want this and that and the other. And then they get this and that and the other, and they're like, oh, these men are not normal. Well, you didn't want a normal man. Well, I didn't want that. Well, that's what you get when you don't have a normal man. When you have an abnormal man, you get abnormal behavior. When you get a normal man, you get normal behavior. It makes sense. Just like if I were to say I want an abnormal girl, I'd probably get a bunch of weird shit. Man, what's all this weird shit I didn't ask for? Well, that's what I got for dating an abnormal woman. But, you know, I think most people, and I've talked about this several times, but I think most people are normal. Like, when it gets right down to it, I'm talking about beneath the veneer and shit that we put on social media and all that. I think a lot of people really do just do the same shit. Even if your hobbies are different, I mean, everybody eats a lot of the same food, everybody watches a lot of the same stuff, you know, plays a lot of the same games. I'm not saying, and I'm even saying within your group, like, if you are big Call of Duty, a lot of people play Call of Duty, and like, from all over the fucking world, you know, and they're just regular normal people. If you play like the, if you are an anime fan, well, a lot of people are anime fans now, it's kind of a normal thing. So there's a lot of people, even if you're doing something that's considered like niche or was niche, you know, like gaming used to be very niche. Now it's just pretty normal. You know, it's like, well, you know, when I get home, I'm going to get on the game. All right. And the guy will be doing that till like he's in his 50s and shit. Like, yep, time to get on the game. I mean, the game might be a VR headset or who knows, but he's going to get on it just like he did when he was younger. Because that's just what people do now. Like, it's not, humans really haven't changed that much. Technology has, but humans haven't. Like, we still do a lot of the same things. The body still moves the same way. Like, if I eat a couple hours later, I might have to take a shit. You know, I'm gonna have to brush my teeth every morning. I'm going to take a shower, you know, all that kind of stuff. People do all this stuff, and they should, you know. If you live in other countries where, you know, you don't have those facilities, I understand, but for the most part, a lot of people do the same things, or their body wants them to do the same things. Everybody, you know, a lot of people do exercise, not everybody does. A lot of people sit, watch TV, a lot of people have sex, a lot of people do everything. It's just normal. A lot of people talk, I mean, we don't have to go that far, but you get what I'm talking about. People go and do sports, you know, just normal shit. Everybody tries to say, oh, look, I'm weird and wacky and crazy. Not at fucking 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night when your ass is ready to go to bed are you crazy. You're ready to go to bed and sleep like every other fucking human being. I'm sorry. It's just how it is. So what do you want? You gonna drag me to the celebration? We want your help. Could you make ninja bird lime for us? Ninja bird lime? Oh, right, that. I remember making something like that. But nah, that'd be a pain. Bye, see ya. Clack! Catherine tried to close the door, but Risha jammed her foot in the way. hold on a moment. Why can't you just do it? Don't wanna. Wasting my time. What do I have to gain? Uh-huh. So that's how you're gonna be. What? I'm gonna make Amazon orders to your house for weird, incriminating things in your name. You wouldn't dare! Returning things is a pain in the ass! Wait, Riche, if she doesn't want to, we shouldn't force her. I'm not really trying to make her, it's just seeing Kath brought me back to the old days. Sorry. Esther, they've always treated each other like this. She means no real harm, so don't worry. I know, Riche wouldn't do something like that. I see. That's good, I guess. The hell? She seriously likes this guy? Riche was never one to make girly faces like this. She was all into heroes and manga and fairy tales and stuff. And Ramius was the loner knight, so why does she seem to trust this guy in particular? Oh, I've got an idea. What do you think it is, folks? I think I know. Alright, not like you're strangers to me, so I'll be nice and make you some ninja bird lime. Huh? For real? Yay! The thing is, I haven't got the materials, so we'll have to go get those. Catherine paused for a moment to build up tension, then stared right at Aster. Oh, she's got something up her sleeve. I'll lead the way, you follow me, and only you. Huh? Okay, what materials do you need? There's a small fountain I made not far past here. I need some water from there. Alright, you can count on me for physical labor. I think I'd be better at that than him, though. Nope. Has to be, Aster. If you want me to cooperate, he has to come alone. She's gotta be planning something. Listen, the fountain's right outside this hut. Let's get going. Follow me. You two can take a break. Aster smiled at Riche and Ramius, then went with Catherine to the fountain. If you don't got business here, then keep out. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that, but... Huh? Where am I? When Esther came to, he'd arrived somewhere besides his destination. Oh, yeah, it's like... money up there. Well, damn, that's one thing you do need in this game, money. Oh, I need that more, though. I got that from beating a fucking hammy. Holy shit. Hold on, mate. Nope. I could sell it, though. Oh, yeah, okay. Where the fuck are we going, then? Damn, I've leveled up, like, 2 or 3 times at least. I should use the level shot ticket, but I won't. Damn it. I don't even see the fucking traps. Alright, here we are. This is the fountain. Huh? It's prettier than I was expecting. Splash. What could that be? Are there fish in here or something? Risha and Ramius are bathing, probably. What? How? We left them back at the house. So there's actually a faster way from there to the fountain, and I tricked them into wanting to wash off in it. Why would you even do that? Just seeing if you can prove you're not just posing as couples. What do you mean? Like if you're using each other for personal gain by pretending you love each other. We're not just pretending, though. Then go bathe with them. Whoa, hey, don't push me. So? What? Who do you love more? Huh? Shove. The instant Aster turned around to ask the point of the question, he was pushed into the fountain. What? What's this? There you go, folks. The moment you've been waiting for. Feels nice. Yep, Lancelot was so hot. It's like we finally got the chance to cool down. When Aster got himself up, he saw what looked like paradise. His wives didn't seem to have noticed him yet. Oh man. Oh god, their perfect bodies are giving me the urge to peep, but... Married or not, peeping on someone taking a bath is too cowardly for me. As a man! It sucks, but I need to get out of here before they find me. Oh, Ramius, did your chest grow again? Thump. Aster froze. Do you think so? I don't measure it, so I wouldn't know. Don't shake those things around. Are you trying to annoy me? No, I'm not. Sorry, you two. I can't fight my instincts. Beat me up all you want later. Time for some hardcore peeping. As a man! Aster once again turned his gaze to his naked wives. Oh, Ramius's chest. From a distance, you can see how big they really are. And Riche's body is perfectly balanced. She's beautiful as a sculpture. With the face of a lecherous older man. Aster observed his wives' naked bodies as though they were works of art. Jeez. What do you eat to make them that big? I wouldn't mind a little more. Your chest makes you more mobile. That's enough of a positive, I think. Mobility doesn't interest guys. I wouldn't worry about that. You've been more attractive than usual recently. Huh? Am I now?
Still.
I haven't noticed that. If it's true, it's probably because I've been having sex with Aster. Satisfying sex makes women more appealing, I've heard. I see, maybe that's also the reason my chest has grown, so satisfying intercourse has positive results. But I wonder if Aster's satisfied. He is, I would think. Aster always seems happy. I'm totally satisfied, obviously. Aster wanted to scream, but he held back. Then which of us do you think satisfies him more? Huh? Well, sorry, but probably me. Aster does love my boobs. Oh, well, we don't know until we ask him, will we? Aster said he doesn't discriminate based on things like that. This is kind of going in a strange direction. I've got it. Why don't we ask? Gladly. They turn towards Aster. Hey, Aster, which of us satisfies you more? Huh? You knew I was here? Aster looked startled, but they didn't seem particularly surprised. What? You thought we didn't? Geez, who cares? If you want to look, then look. Can I? Obviously, we're married. Anyway, I know you were listening. Well, you like my butt, right? Riche's eyes narrowed. Her expression gave off a dangerous air of vulgarity. You're always looking at it, and you can't stop touching it during sex. Riche rubbed her butt, her fingers sinking into the plump flesh. Reminded of his soft touch, Aster gulped. Well... Come on. My body satisfies you, doesn't it? Be honest. Wait, my chest must satisfy him too. During sex, he sucks on them constantly, like a baby. Ramius pushed out her chest, which on its own was enough for her heaving breast to bounce and splash water around. Well, you can do it right this second if you want. You like me more, right? I do feel bad for Riche, but be honest. Well, let's not jump to conclusions. Aster, hurry up and tell Ramius the reality. Oh, and no chickening out and saying we're equal. Pick one or the other. Naturally. But what? Well, Aster? Aster's eyes shot open wide. You do both? It shouldn't be you do both satisfy, it should be you both satisfy me. Aster firmly proudly declared his indecisive answer. I love both Riche's soft sexy butt and Ramius's big fulfilling boobs. Wait, Aster, you can't say both. Yeah, you can't accept that answer, I know. So I'll show you not with words, but with actions. Aster threw off all his clothes. Wow. Esther's, it's gotten so... Esther's cock was towering even higher than usual. My love for you is equal, and I'll prove it through sex. All caressing, pistoning, and ejaculations will be distributed equally. Oh, and the quantity of jizz will be split evenly down to the milliliter. Now let's do this, you two. Uh-huh, that's enough of that. The instant Esther was about to jump at Richey and Ramius, he heard Richey's voice from behind him. Don't stop me, other Richey. This is for the bathing, Richey. Wait, whoa! Huh? Why? How are there two Richeys? I got worried and followed you, and it turns out I made the right decision. You can't even tell the difference between reality and illusion? Huh? An illusion? Esther frantically looked back to the naked pair, but they dissipated like smoke. Oof! Ah, too bad. Hey, where are you, Kath? Tell us what's going on here. If you're looking for Kath, she's cowering over there. A dick! A real dick! I've never seen one before! Ah! Yep, Catherine's definitely a fem cell. Quit your whining. Hey, what were you trying to do? Talk or I'll push Aster's crotch right in your face. Wah, idiot. Wait, I'll talk, okay? Just get that guy to put some clothes on. Sorry, I need to wait for it to calm down before I can do that. Don't point that thing at me! I made that spring by investigating a place called the Fountain of Truth. I ended up constructing something similar to it. Oh, but I really did need materials. Well, not that sewer water wouldn't work just as well. After Esther got his clothes on, Catherine relaxed and scooped some water out of the fountain. Wait, the Fountain of Truth is sacred territory for the Kalars. Good job getting them to let you to check it out. Kalars? The Fountain of Truth? You don't know? Kalars are a species separate from humans. And the Fountain of Truth is a legendary spring where it's said that if you drink the water and lie afterward, you die. You can always count on Richey to know about the world's mysteries. That's exactly right. You pushed me into that terrifying spring? Don't worry, the effects aren't as severe as the real thing. So that means the effects are still somewhat severe then. It just makes you see things. I did give you some suggestions right beforehand to make the illusion stronger though. Oh, and now that you mention it, I have to remember that just before he was pushed in the spring, Catherine claimed Ramius and Richey were bathing and asked which of them he liked more. Hmm? You felt the need to show off that you got married, so I wanted to get back at you. So you tried to get Aster to say which of us he likes more, huh? Whoa, if I'd actually picked one, that would have been more than a little awkward. Oh, that's it. I was testing the bond between you three. Yeah, good job overcoming my trial. Don't try to make it sound like you did something good. You caught me. No, duh, I caught you. Now go make the ninja bird lime already. Fine. Can't even take a joke. Catherine pouted, took a beaker out of her pocket, filled it with spring water, tossed in some grains of rice, and began to mix them together. Think this is how it worked. Oh, it's getting sticky. Mix. All right, done. My homemade ninja bird line. That was fast. Now you can catch all the rangers or ninjas you want. Add some offensive magic and it'll take out everyone caught in it if you want that. Just capturing is fine. I think we can talk some sense into her. Sounds like an interesting story. Mind telling me about it? As an apology, I can give you a little assistance. It's easy to forget, but she's one of... Eden Zero Knight. She wouldn't leak any info, and she is smart, so I think it's okay if we talk about it. Aster accepted Riche's answer and summed up everything that had happened during their time in Lancelot. Poison gas, an election, the ruins of Arthur, outlaws, a big boob challenger to the president, a ranger girl, I see. Well, notice anything? If you have any ideas at all, feel free to tell us. I may be a genius, but I'm not so smart that I can figure out everything just by hearing about it. Especially when it comes to why anyone's doing anything. People's feelings are the last thing I can understand. Before Aster could ask what she meant by that, Catherine continued. But as to what's happening, I might have a decent idea. What? Really? Take this. It's still in the prototype stage, but I'm sure it'll come in handy. What's this? Medicine? A prototype antidote. If you've got four on hand, you'll probably be okay. An antidote? I see, since the truth's hidden in the poison. As though Riche knew what Catherine was thinking, she nodded with understanding. Do you know what they're talking about, Ramius? No idea. I'm incapable of understanding, but I trust Cass's intellect. Huh? Was she promoted to a Zero Knight because of her smarts? No, it was specifically for her skill as a tactician. A tactician? Yeah, it's an exceedingly rare talent that enhances the abilities of everyone else in the party. Huh. She can easily make ninja bird lime. She notices things that even Riche doesn't. She's a talented tactician. She knows Riche and Ramius, and she's even hot. Besides, most of all, she seems to have some time on her hands. Miss La Pucelle. What? And just call me my first name. We're around the same age, so whatever. Thanks, Cass. I didn't say you could use my nickname. That's too casual. Oh, I just heard Riche calling you that. Sorry. Is that bad? Nah, I don't really care. So if you don't mind, would you be interested in coming along and helping out? Don't think so highly of yourself. You trying to marry me too, dick boy? What? No, I just want you on our side. That's even worse. I'd have to go everywhere with you obnoxious lovebirds while you enjoy your stupid relationship. Nah, we'd keep it down around you. Don't. I'd rather be completely alone than alone and pitied by you three. Aww. Give up, Aster. Cass hates working in groups. You can call her a professional loner. Hey, Ramius, I don't think the loner knight is one to talk. After meeting Aster, I'm a changed woman. Talk up your husband all you want. I'm saying no, and that's that. Oh, why? I mean, aren't you one of Eden's Zero Knights? technically, but for me, it's just a title. When I accepted, the king assured me I've got no obligation to obey the army. Oh, huh. Well, it was a special case in a few ways. But more importantly, I've got a duty I need to fulfill. What duty? Looks like you're curious. Yep. When Astra nodded, Risha winced, but it was too late. I see. That interested, are you? Well, this is a secret, but just this once, I'll tell you. It turns out that I'm currently supremely busy with an outstanding invention. It's known as the Uppy Engine. Uppy Engine? Yes, Uppy is in the guy monster. And you can think of an engine as a device you use to power things. We live in an age where everything is powered by magic. Magivision, ACs, fridges, everything runs on magic, as I'm sure you know. Yep. My island didn't have any nice things like those, though. But it's always all about magic, 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 magic. But should it be? No, it shouldn't. Humanity. So I had an idea. Is there anything that can generate energy without using magic? In fact, what is energy in the first place? I began my search from there. And it turned out just by capturing Oopies, they called them, I could use their flames to generate a rotational force. I'm confident that rotation can be used as a power source in a way that's applicable in a number of different fields. Well, it's currently in the prototype stage, and the most difficult part is capturing the Oopies and getting them to cooperate, but... Being the genius that I am, I have an idea. You see, when it comes to monsters... Ugh, this is taking forever. Thing is, while Cass is normally reclusive, if you get her talking about something she likes, she never stops. Oh. Ramius had fallen asleep while standing only 5 minutes into Catherine's lecture. All you can do is wait for her to finish. You can't just walk away or she gets really depressed. Haha, I can kinda imagine that. If you actually think of an Uppy's flame as a form of, or Oopy's flame as a form of visible energy, then everything is... Well, pretty awesome, huh? After her hour-long lecture about the Oopy engine, Catherine smiled with satisfaction. Yeah, cool. Oh, I don't have the time for this. I need to get back to my research. If your interest peaked again, stop on by. Maybe I'll show you the prototype if I feel like it. Okay, I look forward to it. Without even looking back again, Catherine walked straight to her hut. She's pretty interesting. I guess. Hey, wake up, Ramius. Breakfast already? Risha woke Ramius up. Next to them, wind was forming ripples in the Fountain of Truth. A fountain that kills you if you lie? Scary, but lying hurts more than death anyway, I think. Hey, Risha, Ramius. What? What is it? When we get back to Lancelot, I'll tell you all about the secret mission. Oh, that's okay. Don't force yourself. No, the king told me not to, but I don't want to hide anything from my family. Okay, then I'll listen. As long as it's not too complicated, I'll try too. Okay. Having obtained the Ninja Bird Lime, the party decided to return to the Republic of Lancelot for the time being. We got the Ninja Bird Lime. We found the antidote. Okay. So, I think this is a good place to end it. Let's go with a teleport magic to get back to Lancelot. And we'll go on and do the next part of Evenicle next week. So it's a little longer, and I have no idea what the voices are in the back. Are you guys hearing something? I'm not. I don't know what the hell's going on, because there shouldn't be anybody in the house, but for some odd reason, there's voices. Maybe I'm hearing fucking ghosts or something. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time with Grimm's Hentai Corner, Hentai Games Corner, and Evenicle.